Boker Tov, good morning. We are finishing Parashat Toldot. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shlema of all the Cholim Bichlalam. Chemda Barachon Hanuzan Lamen Chanukah Benifka Saram Anunim Shalom Amasara Davin Menachel Afav Adorah Rifka Bedachiv Rifka Bedesir Shalom Amasara Fani Melam Shalom Benchana Afav Benuriam Yehuda Benifach Simcha Barachon Benchana Simcha Ben Makam Simcha Ben Makam Benchana Simcha Ben Makam Miriam Dachiv Benuriam Chana Dena Benuriam Barachon Samar Sabat Chana Gurei Gidol Barbaracha Dan Benesir Zchamini Akod Mamakal Yisheh Ben Eter Yom Benifach Yosef Ben Dunor Shalom Shimon Penina Yosef Ben Yafan Dan Yom Ben Dina Simcha Ben Afra Ben Afra Ben Afra Ben Afra Ben Afra Navati Labat Miriam, Lavdil, Nishman, Rachel Bat Eliao, David Ben Eliao, the elder and a friend, Shum, Michel, Bonas, Bram, Dinavat Aron to Mamrakabat Abraham, Shem and Father, my service comes from Moshe, Mamrakim, Lavdil Rayon, Deborah Bat Miriam. We'll do a short class because Rosh Chodesh is already late. But Parashat Toledot, there's one very interesting idea that I want to talk about, and it really has to do with psychology. And whoever is interested in psychology, I think this is a very beautiful idea and something that if you can really recognize in every human being that this is something that is actually taking place in every person, then we can overcome this. The story with Yaakov and Esav, where Yitzchak wanted to give the bracha to Esav, Yaakov came in, we spoke about Yaakov came in, you know, stole the bracha, he was the one who got the blessing. Then Esav comes in. Now when Esav comes in, what's the situation? Esav comes in and Yitzchak goes into panic mode. Yitzchak says, I already gave the bracha. It must have not been you. It must have been your brother. It must have been that your brother came in and took it. And now Esav starts to scream. He starts to panic. And he starts to say, what about my bracha? You don't have another bracha for me. And now he feels that he can't succeed. And he starts to tell himself that there's no way I can succeed. And not only that, even Yitzchak, when he gives him his bracha is that you are always going to be secondary to your brother Yaakov. And the question is, why? Why is this the case? Why is this the mindset of Esav? Why does he all of a sudden tell himself that now that my brother received the first blessing, received this blessing, I can't succeed anymore? And I was looking into this and I think this is something so important. But this is actually an idea in psychology. There's an idea in psychology, it's called it's similar to that. It's called the Dunning-Kruger effect. So this is something that is written in psychology, that is something that takes place in many, many people. And this is essentially one idea from this effect is the following. You'll have sometimes a person who they will have a specific talent in a specific area in life, but because it is something that they think is so simple that anyone can do, they'll tell themselves that it's not really a talent. For example, you'll have somebody who's good at reading the Torah. But they'll say, why should I come read the Torah? There's so many other people that can read. I'm not something special. But they have a very good voice. When they go up to read, you hear them. And it's like, wow. Like, why don't you read every week? There's many different examples you can give. But this is exactly what Esav was doing. Esav, he has the potential to be great. Anyone has the potential to be great. But now he tells himself, because my brother received this bracha, I can't be great. So he convinced himself that I now can't be great. And now once he convinced himself of that in his mind, no matter what, he won't reach that level, past that borderline of where he wanted to reach. And this is something that I think every single one of us do, everyone in the world. I'll give you a few other examples. You'll have, let's say, a woman, she has the ability to become a little bit more modest, but she tells herself that, what's the difference if I do it, if I not? Do I make a difference in this world? Is that really important, if I do it or not? And they convince themselves that, whatever everybody is doing otherwise, what's the difference? And they convince themselves out of it. And this falls into that same category. They don't believe in themselves. And then if they don't believe in themselves, no matter what anyone in the world can tell them, they can't reach a level of success. This is something that's so important that a person has to have a level of confidence to realize that Hashem believes in you. Every single morning you wake up, that means Hashem gave you your soul back, He gave you your neshama back. He believed in you again and again and again that you can continue and you can do something great. This is what Esav lacked. If we want to be like Esav, and not have confidence and not believe in ourselves, we can panic, scream and say, you know what, I can't be great. But you can be like any other person who succeeded in this world, and the first step of success is really to tell yourself that you can. Is to tell yourself you can succeed. You can achieve your goals. You need to set those goals and tell yourself that you can do it. That's the first step. Before you even get to that step, you will never be able to succeed. This is something that I think each and every one of us, we face every single day. We're always trying to tell ourselves that this specific talent that I have, this specific good thing that I can do, it's not so great. And that's what's holding us back. When you see that you are good at something, acknowledge that you're good at it, and push yourself to do it more and more and more. Whether it be something that is, you know, in the category of chesed, something that's in the category of community work, something that's as small as doing the pateh in kanisa. You can be someone that's good at numbers, and you can join a community board and be the treasurer. You can do anything. Don't hide your talents and tell yourself that, my specific areas of talent is just something simple that anybody else can do. It's not true. Hashem gives each and every one of us something specific that you can excel in, and you have to recognize that and go forward with that. And if you don't, you're falling into the trap of this effect, this Dunning-Kruger effect, that someone will tell themselves that, yeah, I have this talent, but because it's something so simple, I think anybody else can do it. That's not true. Recognize your talents, have other people tell you where you're talented in, and try to go forward with those talents, because that's what Hashem created you for. Hashem created us with specific personalities, specific character traits, specific talents, and specific areas that we have to try to excel in, and not tell yourself, not rationalize and tell yourself that anybody else can do it. Don't tell yourself that somebody else can be the gabbai, somebody else can learn Torah, somebody, because you can continue to do that until 120 years old. But once you get there, there's no going back. Every single day, remind yourself that you can be great, you can succeed. All you need to do is say, I can. And once you start with that, then you can move forward. Believe in yourselves, and Hashem will believe in you. May we all learn from the lessons of our parasha, that this is what Esav lacked. Esav lacked the confidence. And that's why no matter what his father would have told him afterwards, he would not have been able to be great anymore. And so that's why, maybe Yitzchak told him that now you're going to be secondary to your brother, because it's in your head already that you're going to be there. Whatever you tell yourselves, whatever limit and goal that you tell yourself you can reach, there's no way you'll be able to reach further. What do they say? What's the, reach for the stars, and at least maybe you'll, how does it go again? Reach for the stars and land on the moon, right? What is the idea over there? Reach high, make your goals high, so that at least you'll land on something. But let me tell you a secret to this phrase. If you reach high, but you tell yourself that I can't even land on the moon, I can't even land somewhere low, I'm not even talented, I don't have any specific talent, then even if you reach high, you'll eventually not even landing on anything. You have to tell yourself that at the minimum, I can land on this, or I can land on that. I can achieve this, I can achieve that, I can succeed in X, Y, or Z. And then when you reach high, you'll be satisfied and happy that you even achieved such a goal as that. So I think we should all teach ourselves these lessons that we learned that Esav was mistaken in, that he didn't believe in himself. Let's all believe in ourselves, that Hashem believes in us. Every single morning, he believes in us over and over, that we can succeed, we can do amazing things, we can get involved, and we can make Am Yisrael better every single day. Shabbat shalom.